Let me tell you something most leaders don't realize until it's too late. Your legacy is not what people say about you when you're gone. It's what your organization does when you're not there. That's the real test. Hey, welcome back to the Million Dollar Nonprofit. I'm Tom Kelly, and today we're talking about why your legacy is already being written by your decisions, right now in real time. Because legacy is not a someday conversation, it's today's behavior. Let's get honest for a second. Every choice you make is training your organization. What you accept, what you ignore, what do you reward, what you repeat. That becomes your culture. And culture is what people follow when you're not in the room. Here's the shift. You don't build legacy through intention. You build it through repetition. Let's break this down into a simple framework. Decide, demonstrate, duplicate. Step one, decide. What do you actually stand for? Not in your mission statement, in your behavior. Do you value speed or clarity? Growth or sustainability? Short-term wins or long-term trust? You can't say both. Your decisions reveal the truth. Step two, demonstrate. Your team doesn't follow your words. They follow your actions. If you say relationships matter, but you rush conversations, they follow that. If you say details matter, but you skip steps, they follow that. If you say donors come first, but you delay follow-ups, they follow that. Let me say this clearly. You are always modeling something. Make sure it's what you want multiplied. This is where your systems come in. A CRM like DonorBooks is not just a tool. It's a reflection of your standards. Organized data means intentional relationships. Messy data means reactive communication. The same applies to your events. Platforms like Charity Auctions Today don't just run auctions. They reflect how seriously you take the donor experience. Every detail communicates something. Step three, duplicate. What you do consistently gets repeated by your team. If you follow up quickly, your team follows up quickly. If you prepare thoroughly, your team prepares thoroughly. If you cut corners, your team cuts corners. That's how culture scales, not through instruction, through imitation. Another insight, legacy is built under pressure. When things are easy, anyone can lead well. When things are hard, your decisions get louder. Do you stay calm or create chaos? Do you communicate clearly or go silent? Do you support your team or withdraw? Those moments stick. Let me say this clearly. Your hardest days teach your team the most, so lead them well. Here's a powerful ChatGPT prompt. Identify leadership decisions that shape long-term culture and suggest ways to reinforce them consistently. Now you're thinking long-term. Let's talk real. Legacy is not about being remembered. It's about being repeated. If your values, your standards, and your systems continue without you, you've built something real. Let's bring this home. Your three action steps. First, write down three things you want your organization to be known for. Second, audit your last week of decisions. Did they align with those three things? Third, choose one behavior to model consistently starting today. That's how legacy starts. Tomorrow, we're diving into something that balances it all. How to measure success without losing your heart. Because growth matters. But so does meaning. Don't forget to subscribe. And hit the link in the description of this episode to grab my book, The Million Dollar Nonprofit, completely free. It's packed with frameworks to help you scale your mission without burning out your team. Your legacy isn't later, it's now, and it's showing up in everything you do. See you tomorrow.